B-Pod Studios.
The Fanatic at 5.
Welcome in. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all out there. Welcome into the Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch in with Bob Cooney. We got Sam Wilson behind the glass, as they say. Trey Thomas going to join us coming up at 5:55 this morning. Adam Schefter is going to join the show at 8 a.m. I'm sure we'll get into some Cowboys things with Adam.
Yeah.
I would imagine. He always seems to downplay it some, but yesterday was
some happenings there.
Yeah. And then we'll talk to Zach Berman at 9 o'clock tomorrow, or today, excuse me.
All right.
I'm 2 sips of coffee in, so.
Your allergies are killing you today.
Oh, my God. I was afraid I was going to wake up the baby. I was sneezing so much this morning.
Yeah.
Addie, I woke up my wife. She texted me from the bedroom as I was getting in the shower. Like, would you shut up in there?
Damn, that's cold.
I mean, it wasn't. It's cool.
Like, you can help sneezing? No, I'm down on Addie today. Well, I'm down on her already.
She's been.
I've never been down on.
She's been on my case to go see the allergist for like 5 years.
Oh, no wonder. Well, then she should be on you a little bit.
I'm like, yeah.
I've been allergies too. I've had them since I was a kid.
They're outrageous. Right now? Normally, it doesn't hit me until real bad, until the changing of the seasons.
Yeah, mine used to be the beginning of school and the end of school.
It's never really August. But I'm like dying lately.
Yeah, you're hitting it pretty good now. My eyes have been really bad lately. I noticed my contacts constantly in and out, in and out. It's bad.
Yeah. A nice little sneezing fit this morning.
Yeah.
If I look like I've taken 20 bong hits, it's just because I've been rubbing my eyes all morning.
Yeah, he only took 15.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's only a dozen.
Yeah.
The old beggar's dozen. But good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday out there. Hopefully your allergies don't suck. Ours do. But yeah, hot day yesterday. I was down at Eagles training camp. We'll get into some of that coming up in a minute. But last night, the gorgeous backdrop of Fenway Park.
I love watching a game there.
I do too.
And it was 75 and sun. It was a perfect night for baseball. All I kept thinking was there's nowhere I'd rather be right now than in Fenway watching that game.
I was texting with my good buddy who's a Red Sox fan up in Boston. And I was just like, dude, we should be there right now. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely a phenomenal stadium. I just love the backdrop of it. Bryce Harper put out a post last night of him running out of the dugout, and it was just like, what a place.
Yeah.
And it was the back. I love the press box up there. Like, the Green Monster takes it.
Prominently, it's kind of displayed there.
And there's not seats above it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is. And a great win for the Phils.
Yeah, they came out and got it all done in the first inning. They started strong. Brian Johnston, a guy who's been called up, you know, I think 2 or 3 different times this year. I think he's pitched 22 innings, had a 6 ERA before last night. So I would imagine that went up. And, you know, that's a guy you got to pounce early. And they did a good job being aggressive there in the first inning. Got a couple hits. Bryce gets one down the line.
Yep.
Gene Segura, he's been playing pretty well lately.
He has. You know, your hitters, sans Rhys Hoskins, are hitting. And in the 3-2 win last night, first inning, Hoskins started it all because you know why, James?
He took a walk, Bob.
He took a walk.
And that's what you need.
He worked hard in that at bat to get that leadoff walk.
Here's the conversation with Rhys Hoskins. By no means is he a bad player.
No.
But my thing is, I don't know if he's the shoe-in four-hole hitter for the next 5-7 years that you build around.
Yeah, you said that a lot, and I hear you on that.
And he does play a power position, and not to say he has no power, but he does play a power position, and you know, not very well. He's a liability, like in most.
I still say that. Give him time. I'm not. You know, he's 2.5 years in.
He might be a better 2-hole hitter. He might be a better 5-hole. I don't know.
I would go more 5. Yeah.
If I have a chance to get a true power hitter, like an Anthony Rendon or something. Then I do that.
Oh, yeah.
Then I do that. And, you know, I figure Rhys out later. I just don't know how I feel about him as the lock in the four hole for the next, foreseeable future.
I hear you.
So that's all. I don't want to move on from anything like that, but I do think maybe
something that has to be considered, when this
his original
over.
Stats could be not a bad thing that happened to him, but it could have maybe set the expectations too high. Like, I think at one point I thought we were having a 40 to 45 home run, like, consistent home run hitter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's that anymore.
No.
He might be, like, that 30 guy. which is fine.
Which is fine as a first baseman if you can go 30-90 and hopefully hover at that 260 area as opposed to the 238 that he is now.
I just don't want that in my four hole.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all. That's fine.
Know, like some guy was cut. The other day, I was like, man, you know, Hoskins is really grinding my gears lately. Some guy was like, what do you want from him? And listed all, you know, his metrics and stuff. And I'm like, can you show me where I said he was a bad player? Can you not live? Yeah. Can we not? We don't have to overlove everybody.
No. And we're usually pretty good at that.
Yeah.
At not overloving.
Well, I feel like we do overlove a lot of guys. Yeah. And I feel like for 5 months of the season, Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins weren't getting any blame.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were the main reason this offense struggled. So, with Rhys, it's just like, all right, we can have a conversation about him not being the cleanup hitter without you freaking out, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't go, you know, overboard in saying that, you know, he is more than he is right now.
He's in a funk.
A funk, there's no doubt. He's shown highlights of being, you know, that guy. He's probably somewhere in between, and I just think it's still so early in his career to, yeah, you can't label him yet, but your doubts are warranted. And
it's the first time I've had the doubts.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was, you know, I thought he was that guy coming into this year. I think the way this season's gone, I'm just kind of like, ah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I love him at the leadoff spot when he's slumping this badly.
I don't think I love that either.
No. He is on base three of the five times he's up last night, so...
I mean,
yeah, that's what you want from a leadoff hitter. But, so I understand what Gabe is kind of thinking, but still.
To me, like, as a two-hole hitter, a guy that can work the accounts like that, have some, you know, some pop, like, that's a nice problem to have.
Yeah.
I'm just not wowed by him at the four-hole anymore. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong, and hopefully I am. But nice win last night for the Phillies, 3-2 up in Boston. Aaron Nola, nice performance, allows the one home run,
yeah,
two runs scored. Stellar performance out of him. Frankly, you had to win Nola Brian Johnson night.
Oh my God, yeah. And it was funny. I said to you this morning, it was a Charlie Manuel team in the first inning, yeah, the Phillies were, and then they turned into a Gabe Kapler team the rest of the night.
Yeah.
And I tease, I'm really I'm kidding, but they got those three runs to start the game, and
that was it.
Yeah, it's like the offense. Okay, up to you, Aaron Nola. Here you go.
Yeah.
And thankfully he did. Seven really good innings from him. 104 pitches. I'm sitting there watching. Come on. You got to bring him out for the eighth. You got to. And then you see the handshakes in the dugout. And it's like, ah, it's 104. It's your ace. You're in a playoff run. Come on.
What would a Phillies win be without a little Hector Neris scare? You know?
Yeah, it gives up a leadoff double.
It's good for the blood.
Gene Segura makes two nice plays.
Gets you pumping. Gets your body moving. A little Neris fright, and it's good for you.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Frights a week keeps the doctor away. That's the old saying.
Well, you know, at like 10:30 at night or whatever it was, I really don't need, with the limited sleep we get, to start watching the game and being, are you kidding me? They're going to tie this game, aren't they? You know, I don't need that heart-thumping stuff going on right before going to sleep, no.
Larry King just popped up over on the TV over there. I just saw the headline this morning. He's getting his seventh divorce.
Is he really?
Isn't that nuts? He's 85.
Seventh divorce.
Does he have somebody else in you know,
that's what I was thinking.
Wings?
Like, are you planning on remarrying?
22-year marriage to this wife.
This what? It sounded like you said this slut.
No.
Wait, he's been married seven times and one of them lasted 22 years?
Apparently.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Maybe marriage isn't for you, bro.
Yeah, probably not.
Just chill out.
Imagine all the money he's paying out.
I know. That was my first thought was, how much has he lost in all this?
Why is Larry King? Do you have the remote to?
You don't like looking at that.
I can't stand
that
watching Larry
back
King
face. Look at the woman he's talking to. Man,
no, I'm good. Thanks.
Is this like a facial plastic surgery infomercial?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
My Lord, that woman's face is pinned back.
I can't see that far.
It's nasty.
I don't have my contacts in yet.
That's nasty. Yeah. So a little bit of breaking Larry King news.
All right.
Didn't think you'd hear that at 5 a.m. this morning.
No, no. You see, you are just a plethora of knowledge, Jamie Lynch.
That Instagram it'll inform you of some things.
That's right.
So the Phillies two games back of the wild card. The Nationals and Cubs hold the wild card spots. New York Mets and Philadelphia Phillies tied at two games back. Huge series coming up with the Mets in the near future, which will be a lot of fun. Milwaukee 3.5 games back. So still in it, maintaining pace.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, you just got to keep going. I mean, you just got to keep grinding. You got to, and our grind is by watching it. And it's maddening at times. And, you know, it's hard to do. And they reel you in and they let you go.
What was the matchup tonight? Is it,
what is that? I'm sorry.
I saw it earlier.
I lost you in mind for a second.
What is the matchup tonight?
Smiley and.
That's what I thought.
True Smiley's
Ricky Porcello.
All right.
Porcello, you can hit.
Sure.
But you can also hit Drew Smiley, so we'll see.
That Boston lineup can hit anybody.
Yeah, I said yesterday, I was like, wouldn't it be typical for them to go take these two in Boston and then lose
them? And then lose two or three in Miami.
Yeah, and that's totally what I feel like is going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you're just Mr. Pessimistic over there.
How's it pessimistic when they won 3 of 5?
They've won 5 of 7.
How about that?
Doesn't
feel like it.
It's weird, it doesn't. You know, I was reading the story this morning, and it says the winners are 5 of 7. I'm like... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Like 3-game sweep will really
Three-game sweep stats there for you. That's all right. Yeah, 5 of 7 is 5 of 7.
Yeah.
Bob, they got to go on a 13 of 15, 13 of 18, something like that run right now.
5 of 7 is 5 of 7.
Yes, it is.
You can't deny that. You're bringing the cold, hard facts this morning.
I am. I got them.
Coming up next, we'll talk about
my notes.
Eagles practice yesterday with the Ravens. I was down there. I'll give you my observations. We'll talk about that. Carson and Doug spoke yesterday. And Jerry Jones sent a message clear across the bow of Ezekiel Elliott. We'll get into that as well. The 5 a.m. hour is brought to you by Security 5. Let them be your experts for all security questions online at security5.com. You're listening to The Fanatic at 5. Time at The Fanatic 5:11.
The Fanatic at 5.
Welcome back into the Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. Happy Wednesday to all. The Phillies get the win in Boston last night, if you're just joining the show. Strong first inning from the boys last night. Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins score. Gene Segura gets him in. And then Cesar gets... Right? It was Cesar that got in?
Kingery?
Oh, no, it was Kingery. Yeah. Cesar moved him over, and then Kingery got him in. Those were the only 3 runs they scored.
That's all they needed.
It was all they needed, as they say. Aaron Nola gives you 7 innings of 2-run ball. Hector Neris gets the save. Back at it today. Drew Smiley versus Rick Porcello up in Boston. Do you say Porcello or Porcello?
I say Porcello.
I go back and forth. I don't know which one's right.
Huh.
I think it's Porcello, right?
In my mind, when I look at it, I always say Porcello.
So do I.
Yeah.
But I think it's Porcello.
Okay.
But Porcello looks better, or sounds more right, right?
Sure, we'll go with that. If it's wrong, it doesn't sound more right.
I mean, nobody cares about Rick Porcello.
If his name's Porcello, no, Porcello doesn't sound right.
I've definitely heard his name read by broadcasters. It's not ringing a bell.
Every time I look at his name in my head, I do say Porcello.
Yeah, I think I do too, but I think I always say it wrong. His last name is brain pretzels me.
Okay, let's see if we can find it here.
Come on, Bobby.
But you go ahead with what you're doing.
Porcello, Porcello.
Let's call the whole thing
Porcello.
Off. I think it's Porcello.
So that's what my gut says, but I think my gut is wrong on this because I think I've tripwired myself before. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
they're back at it tonight, 7-10 up in Boston. Always love the Green Monster. So yesterday, Eagles camp.
Woo!
The Eagles are back. Last day open to the media. So that's it for you, Bobby. No
looks.
That's
all we got?
Yeah. It's the last day it was open to the...
All right, I'm going to listen to this.
All right, you tell me. I think it's Porcello.
All right.
How you doing over there?
It's not working.
This stinks. That's a bummer.
Oh, there we go.
Commercial time.
Yes, how'd the Eagles look yesterday? You were out there sweating your...
Yeah, it was pretty hot out
ears
there.
Ears off?
Yeah, I got home and my wife was like, "Could you change your shirt? You sweat through the back of it." And I was like, "Yeah, it was hot."
She's pretty demanding.
You're listening to YouTube advertisements over there.
No.
What do you got?
It's Porcello.
Porcello. See, I told you.
I told you.
Because I want to say Porcello.
You went both ways and you told me.
No, I always say Porcello.
No, you're right. It's
because
Porcello.
That's what I thought it was, but yes. And I'm always wrong.
All right. Porcello.
Porcello.
Just like J.J. Arthego Whiteside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Porcello.
Porcello.
There you go.
That doesn't sound right. I should talk to his family. Porcello.
All right. So So Addie yelled at you. She texted you this morning.
No.
She does not get a free pass on this.
I got home.
Addie texted you in the shower this morning saying, keep it down in there because you're sneezing.
Yeah,
and then yesterday you come home after grinding through a practice. Mm-hmm. You come home with sweat on your back and say, ew, go change your shirt. You sweat through your back.
Yeah.
Well, Addie's got to chill.
I was holding the baby. She was like, ew, you should change your shirt.
It was you should, not like.
No, well, yeah, if you're holding the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize how gross I was.
Okay.
So then I was like, yeah, it's pretty nasty.
All right, Addie, I'm back on your side for everything else in this world. I almost sent her a terse text just now.
Yeah. She'd be asleep still.
Uh-huh.
It was hot down there yesterday at Eagles practice. Saw some buddies, an old friend, Andre Odom, that's got a couple guys that work for the Ravens. I was hanging out watching their practice a little bit.
Yeah.
Was watching Lamar Jackson. I wanted to keep an eye on him. I was watching Earl Thomas. I've always loved Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
They have a really good secondary, the Ravens.
Hey, they're number one defense in giving up yards last year. They're a good, good defense. That's a really good test for Carson Wentz in the offense.
Yeah, and Carson looked good yesterday. He did, and I thought our secondary looked really good yesterday as well. I didn't get to see the D-line as much as I would have liked, but you know how it is with the way they move these practices around and the way the media just kind of...
It's almost like a golf tournament where you have to pick what you want to watch, you know?
At one point, I saw Jimmy Kemsky, like, sprint by on a full sprint to go try and get to the new field on the side, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, not today. That's not.
Saw a lot of the guys down there. Saw Barrett Brooks, saw Jaws. Carly Lloyd walked past me. How about?
Yeah. Did she give you a high five? Or, like, I heard she looked at you like, hey, like, nod or something? Yeah. Like she knows you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No. But she went out there and stuck a 55-yard field goal.
Did you watch the highlights of it?
I saw the video.
Not live, but you saw the video?
Yeah. She stuck that thing, man.
And she took a piece of grass with her when she hit it, like a divot a little bit. I mean, that's impressive.
55-yarder?
That's impressive. It makes you wonder, like, oh, these kickers, seriously?
That's kind of what I was like. Could Carly Lloyd be a kicker in the NFL?
I'd try her out.
55 yards with, like, really no training?
And she was hitting it between the smaller uprights inside the outer uprights, yeah.
Yeah, they have the skinny posts at camp. I mean, could she? Kathy Ireland did it in Necessary Roughness in, like, 1991. Did you ever see that movie?
No, but I'm glad you brought this up.
Great movie. Scott Bakula is the quarterback.
I'm glad you brought this up because I am gonna shove movie down your throat today.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be part of our show today.
All right.
Yeah,
but it happened in Necessary Roughness. Kathy Ireland was the kicker for the Texas State Armadillos. So could Carly Lloyd do it in the NFL?
I think Carly Lloyd has a hell of a lot better chance of kicking than Kathy Ireland does. Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
Don't
she's hitting 55 yarders in the way she was kicking yesterday. I'd see, like, hey, why not?
Perfect.
Yeah.
And
she took a lot of steps to get there, like a running start. So time-wise, that might be hard for a line to hold that long. But,
well, she's never done it before.
I know.
She could critique.
That was amazing.
I'll take her over Jake Elliott.
I wouldn't go that far. But, yeah.
At least on extra points. She could come in and be the extra point specialist.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take that. Kickoff specialist, too.
Yeah, why not?
Out of the end zone every
drilling
time.
55 yarders. Yeah, so saw everybody down there yesterday. Jaws, Jeff McClain. I actually missed Zach Berman, who's going to join us at 9. I didn't see him. Tim McManus. A lot of guys. Charles Davis was there, one of my favorite analysts. He was wearing a Haddonfield football shirt.
Oh, really?
I think he's got a buddy on the staff or something over there.
Okay.
He's got some kind of tie to the program.
They always have a good team over there in Haddonfield.
Yeah, so a bunch of people were down there. I thought Carson Wentz looked really good. He was, they're talking all about his quick decision-making and how precise he's running the offense, and that's a focus of his. He looked really good. He was, Alshon looked really good to me. He made a couple nice plays.
Receivers had some drops from what I read yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
There was a couple.
Yeah,
okay. But there were nice balls.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like kind of a little bit sloppy a day. They look good, though. The offense looked good against a very good secondary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's practice. So,
along the front line, everybody was healthy except for Lane Johnson in there on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Right. Jason Peters was out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Sam Oliver was out there. Kelsey was out there.
Okay.
Lane wasn't. And,
how about running the ball? Did you see much of that?
Jordan Howard looked quicker than I imagined.
Did he?
He looked quick enough.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good running between the tackles. I didn't see a ton of Sanders.
I saw Wendell Smallwood on some of the
Corey
Wendell
Clement
Smallwood.
Clement was getting a lot of work, too.
Good.
Again, another day, I guess.
I mean, he's making the team.
Corey Clement, yes, I believe he is.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess they're just trying to get him looks against the first team
defense. And maybe he gets out there tomorrow night to get his feet wet a little bit after the foot injury last year.
Yeah, and of course.
He was a knee.
He was a knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, they're still vague about who's going to play on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you can't give that away,
team. You can't tip your hand.
No.
Against the team you're practicing against all week.
But Carson's cool with it.
Yeah, we'll get to some Carson cuts here in a second. Pat Namler wants to talk about the Phillies last night. What's up, buddy?
Bro, BC, Sam W, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
I gave Bob Cooney the Dallas Cowboy rally towel that your wife brought back for us yesterday.
Oh, no. Did your wife just keep her with it already?
You know what? I put it on the roof of my car, and I forgot that I left it up there, and I drove away. I don't know where it is now. But tell her thanks, Pat.
That weasel wasn't mine. But listen, is it too early for me to say Reese Hoskins is our Dak Prescott? Am I getting that feeling?
What? All right, tell me what you mean by that.
I mean, I'll show you flashes, and it's it comes back that, he's really just mediocre? I mean, is it too early to say that?
I think he's better than mediocre, but I don't think he's what we once all thought he was going to be.
That's where I get with Dak Prescott. Okay, he might be a good quarterback.
Good, not great?
Right. And it's he's not as good as I thought he was going
to
be.
I think it's too early to say that, in all honesty.
But I think our expectations were too high because of, he hit 100 home runs quicker than any other Philly ever. So the bar went really high,
sure,
really quick.
Sure.
And I just think we need to maybe bring it down a ring or two.
I think you're absolutely right.
I think it's hard, too, because, immediately once he got pulled over the first base, we think, okay, he's going to be the next Ryan Howard. He's going to be able to And it's just you're not even close.
Yeah, Ryan Howard set the bar pretty high himself there with, 130 RBI seasons and 50 home runs and... Yeah, we got kind of spoiled by him, and I think Hoskins may have spoiled himself a little bit. That doesn't mean he's a bad player. He can still be a very good player.
It could be the classic sophomore slump. It really could be.
It's kind of 2.5 years, though.
But that's okay. I mean, second full season. Yeah, it could be.
And to your point, too, BC, I just definitely think he's playing Gabe Kapler baseball. You're drawing walks. Dude, you can hit. This is the same thing we went through with Carlos Santana. Why are you drawing walks? Walks are not a bad thing, but you should be popping that ball, and you're not. You're walking. It's come on, dude. I need you to get on base, but, hit it. Hit the ball.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, Pat. Yeah.
Pat, you're going to be there on Saturday, right?
Oh, I'll be there Saturday. So, bro, you got two Saturdays with me. So, I'll see you guys.
Sounds great, Pat. Good. See you, buddy. Yeah, it was nice to finally meet Pat.
Yeah.
He was coming out of the bathroom area at Workhorse Brewery out in King of Prussia, lovely place. And he was kind of giving me the look of
Yo,
what's, and I was like, hey, what's going on, man, Jamie? He's like, what's going on, buddy? And I was like, Pat Namler. What's up, man?
That's cool. It was funny, yesterday on Twitter, somebody posted a picture of me playing cornhole last year at
FanFest,
because I got there early, so I started walking around, and a couple guys asked me to come over and play cornhole, so I had a beer with them playing.
Did you embarrass yourself, or did you show up?
I think we lost 21-19, so it was a good game. But
you didn't get embarrassed. That's good.
I can play decent cornhole. But so the guy sent something. He goes, hey, you got to play with this guy this year. And I sent back on Twitter. I said, yeah, sure. Let me know when you get there, whatever. He goes, yeah, we're leaving Reading at 7 a.m. We'll see you there. I was like, damn, these guys are going to be there 8:30 in the morning.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew and I will be on air from 10 to 12.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get there probably around when you guys start. I like getting there early and checking things out.
Maybe you should stop by.
I will stop by. Don't you worry about it.
Looking forward to Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun. The weather looks perfect.
Yeah.
Finally, I think the weather breaks next week where we can get down in some more controllable mid-80s.
Man, it was, even this morning, I walked out of my house at 20 after 3, and it was steamy.
Yeah.
When I walked out.
It was steamy out there yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll continue talking about the Eagles practice with the Ravens, what to expect maybe Thursday.
Yeah, I'm anxious to get your insights, to get a little deeper, and we'll probably do it start at 6 o'clock hour, but to really get into what you saw yesterday, what you liked, what may have concerned you. Let the people know what it looks like down there, Jane, because they're not getting to see anything.
I went dual flavor Reese's Water Ice yesterday.
We're going to have to. I'm going to say you did cherry and mango.
Close. Mango's my favorite.
I'm right.
It's not the cherry. It's the Swedish fish. That is half of it. We'll talk about the rest of the other
side. Okay,
6-1-6-2-0. But I do want to talk about the Jerry Jones signing in the Cowboys yesterday.
Crazy, huh?
I wonder how things are in Cabo right now. Probably getting a little heated. You're listening to Fanatic at 5. He's Bob. I'm Jamie. Time at the Fanatic 5:30.
The Fanatic at 5. The Fanatic at 5.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. Trey's going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. If you're just joining the show, last night the Phillies get one in Boston. Aaron Nola beats out Brian Johnson.
Woo! That's good. Hey, 5-7, Jamie.
Nola's
tonight
12,
you make it 6-8.
Nola's 12-3 on the year.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about before, although his April wasn't all that great, he's probably going to wind up with close to 17 wins, which is right about what you would think of him.
Yeah.
You would hope he'd take that next step to a 20 game. But
he had, what, 19 last year? Wasn't he just shy
of 20? 19? Yeah, I think so. And he's got an under 4 ERA now, where it was hovering at 5 for the longest time at the beginning after a poor start. He's been like, and last night watching him pitch at Fenway reminded me of last year when he pitched there, and he had a gem of a game there last year.
Oh, wait, he's 11-3.
No, you might have.
Oh, 12-3. Yeah. Okay. Baseball Reference wasn't updated.
Yeah.
17 last year for him.
Okay. So he's going to hit
17-6 with a 2.3 ERA.
Woo.
Yeah. But, you know, the year before that, 3.5 ERA. He's around a 3.5 now.
Yeah.
So if you balance it, he's probably around like a 3.1 kind of mostly career ERA.
You know, and in this day and age, that's, you know. That's
very
three
good. Full seasons, so that's...
He's ace-worthy.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Another one for Aaron Nola. Drew Smyly tonight versus Rick Poor.
Cella.
There you go. You want to say cello?
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You want to say cello?
No, I don't.
Oh, by the way.
What?
I'm leaving Eagles camp yesterday.
Right.
I had the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Delicious. I'm leaving camp, and I see Mark Farzetta walking in. I'm like, dude, why are you working? And he was like, oh, I'm doing NBC these 2 weeks, and then I'm taking some time from them when I come back to radio. And I was like, all right, you're a maniac, whatever. He was like, oh, you know, we're talking about the show. And I was like, yeah, Trey tried the Popeye's chicken. I'm going to go get one now. And he goes, oh, yeah, Popeye's. And I went, excuse me? I was like, say that again. And he went, what, Popeye's? And I went, why are you saying Popeye's? And he's like, it's Popeye's. And I was like, what? I was like, we were ripping Bob all morning long because the way he was saying Popeye's.
So
it's Popeye's, you freaks.
So I picked Jen up from practice yesterday, right? And I have to bring one of her friends home also. So I said,
how's this girl? She cool? The friend?
Yeah, she's a freshman in high school, so she's a little shy. It's not a friend. It's somebody who just moved to our area, and her mom put out like a big email, hey, can we get help with rides and all that? So we're helping out with rides.
What a guy.
Look, I grew up with parents that didn't drive, so anytime a kid needs a ride, man, I am on it. But so we're at a red light, and I turn around, and I say, all right, listen, I got a question for you guys. Name the place where you can buy a chicken sandwich that begins with a P. It's a cartoon character, had muscles, ate spinach. And Jenna's like, oh, Popeye's. And I was like,
good job, Jenna.
And I turn around to Natalie, the girl in the back, and I'm like, how do you say it? She goes, Popeye's. Like, she's all shy and stuff. She just met me 2 days ago. She's like, Popeye's? And I'm like, I guess I say it wrong. And Jenna said, why say it? I said, Popeye's. And she's like, ew, you're weird. So then throughout the day,
Maybe this could be a bonding experience for Jenna and I.
She hates you. I randomly went up to people and just kind of, you know, and I think Donna Cooney is on my side.
She's a Popeye's?
I think she said Popeye's. Because then I said, what? And she's like, pop. And then she started getting messed up.
Is this a South Jersey thing?
It might be. But Mark's not from South Jersey.
No.
Mark's from the rich area of Doylestown.
I was like,
Popeye's.
Wait, I was like, you really just said Popeye's? You didn't listen to
that? And then for the rest of the day, I got Jen and T. Oh, Popeye's. And I don't say it like that. It's just Popeye's.
Do you bring Popeye's?
So I did take some random tests yesterday about Popeye's and...
Okay, but you didn't have the sandwich yet.
I didn't because I went to pick her up, and she was late, and I was starving, and there's not a Popeye's around there. So I went and I got a sandwich at a place, and I was driving home, and I went past Popeye's. And no,
Popeyes.
So I should try it today.
It's not a papaya.
I didn't say it was a papaya. It's Popeyes. That's all.
So weird. Yeah. But it is good. It's crunchy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Trey said. It's crunchy.
Yeah. It was a good time. I left Eagles practice and I was like, all right, let me cool down in the AC for a couple minutes. And then I was like, all right, it's Popeyes time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah. Where is there one in Broad and Oregon?
Oregon and like front.
Oh, okay.
Down by, you know, that area.
Okay, yeah.
By.
There's a Burger King down there. Yeah. There's a
cheerleader
store down there. Yeah.
Liquor store. And there's a. God, Tony Luke's. Jeez.
Yeah.
Right there. So, Popeyes.
Right there. So, you went to Popeyes.
Yeah. Eagles practice was good. The standouts to me was the secondary yesterday. Ronald Darby looked like he had his quickness back.
Good.
He was breaking on balls pretty well. Avante Maddox.
Not breaking balls, on balls.
It could have been Lamar Jackson.
Well, did you say that in your tweet yesterday?
I did. You said
Eagles secondary looks good. Could be Lamar Jackson.
And follow up tweet. I was like, well, could be Lamar Jackson also.
Yeah,
I think it was the secondary more than it was Jackson.
And as much hype as he's gotten, and I think a lot of it is because it's so not the hype, but he's so different than what Baltimore's used to in Joe Flacco.
Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't have polar opposites. But you did run into some people yesterday that were like, "Yeah, I'm not seeing it too much."
Yeah, I asked a guy who would know, and he was just like, "Yeah, you know, not crazy about him."
Right.
We'll see though. Like, you know,
sure,
sometimes
sure.
He looks good, sometimes not. I watched him warm up for a while with the wide receiver drills. And he was putting the ball on the money, but I just think come game time, when everything gets a lot tighter of windows, he might struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Avante Maddox made a really nice play. It should have been an interception, but he kind of lost it in his face mask on like a really nice. He was behind. I forget who the receiver was. He was behind. He caught up, kind of jumped the route, turned in air, mm-hmm. like a falling away back shoulder kind of thing.
Right.
And he kind of like. The ball hit him in the helmet. Could have been a pick.
But he was there.
But it was a really nice recovery play that almost turned into an interception. Darby looked like he was breaking on balls pretty damn well. You wouldn't really known he was coming off a knee injury. So he looked pretty good. That was encouraging. Rasul looked pretty good. And Sidney Jones had another. You talked about the wide receiver drops. The secondary had a couple drops.
Oh, did they?
Sidney Jones had another one where he jumped a route on like a crossing route. I don't think Lamar saw him. He looked pretty good. I didn't get a ton of look at the D-line because every time I tried to go look at them, they were like switching fields.
Right.
And I was just like, it's too damn hot to chase them around.
You got
it's
lazy.
It's hot.
Yeah,
I did get lazy.
Okay.
Well, and part of that was because I had the Swedish Fish Blue Raspberry Combo.
Oh, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. They have the Go Eagles flavor down there from Rita's.
Okay.
I always do like that they give out free water ice.
Yeah.
But I want combo.
Nice. Did you just do one or did you have a couple?
No, just the one. I didn't want to go back for more, but I was like, nah, calm down, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweets guy. I don't really do any, whatever.
Well, you say Popeyes, so that's weird.
But going down to Eagles training camp when it's really hot, the key
water ice is nice.
Water ice at the beginning, and then when you leave.
Ah, so you support the two-cup Rita's trip.
Yeah.
There was a line when I left. I got in.
There
was no line.
You can't do it. Yeah, no.
But I was, you know, nobody was thinking combos yesterday. Everybody was going straight flavors.
Wow. I think the last time, when we went down last year, I think you did combo.
Yeah. I can't recall. I'm a big combo, man.
You're a big combo guy.
And, you know, I think outside the box a little bit. Everybody there is just going straight. Go Birds, Blue Raspberry.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mixed it up.
And along comes Jamie.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to shake your world up. Blue raspberry Swedish fish.
When you ordered it, were they like, wait, what?
They were like, you're the smartest man alive.
We need two people to do this.
It was good.
Did they ask which one you wanted in first or anything like that?
The guy, it wasn't even just one and one. He like mixed them in. He did some really nice work.
It's not the first time he did a mix.
He did like a little bit on the side. Sir Mix-a-Lot. A little bit on the side.
Yeah, nice.
It was nice work by the Rita's bro down there.
Okay, all right.
I think that was my first.
Typical media member. He goes to an Eagles practice and the only thing you can talk about is the free food.
I think that was my first water ice of the summer.
Yeah, I haven't had water ice this summer either.
Weird.
What's your favorite flavor though?
Mango. The mango Misto. Oh. Yeah, are you familiar with the Mistos? Because you need to be.
No. If I get water ice, it's cherry.
Did you ever do the gelato?
Yeah, and I like lemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Misto is basically a water ice milkshake.
So it's a gelato that they spin up in a cup and you drink it like a milkshake.
Wow.
A mango misto, that'll knock your pants off.
Right off, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Pat Egan's in the house.
T-Will, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, bro?
How do you say Popeyes?
We already went through this yesterday.
Yeah, Bob's weird.
It's Trey in the green room. He can hear this, right?
Yeah, he's out there.
All right, well, this is for Bobby. Why are you saying Popeyes?
I'm not saying Popeyes. I'm saying Popeyes.
Well, it's Popeyes.
Okay.
Bobby. It's all right, Bob. Listen, you live right near a Popeyes.
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop and grab a sandwich?
You gotta get it done today.
I was hungry before I could make it down there, T. I was up in Cherry Hill, so I had time to kill, and I was too hungry to go searching for Popeyes. So
it's right down the way, Oster Road. You know where it's at.
I know, but I was like 2 hours from being there. I had to wait for my daughter because she was watching a game, so I had to.
You didn't want to treat her at Popeyes, Bobby?
Yeah, it sounds like your heart's not in this.
It wasn't my overriding thought yesterday when I was starving and there was no Popeyes around me.
All right, by Sunday, let's go, Bob. Show a little determination.
By Saturday, I'll have it done.
I'm sorry, Bubby. We got you. We got you.
It's good,
but it is good. It is. It's not. It's actually the spicy one's better than the original.
I got the spicy. Yeah.
Yeah,
Mike Scott, I saw, gave it an 8.8 out of 10.
I saw that.
Yeah, but he had the original. He didn't get the spicy.
Oh, that was silly.
Yeah, exactly. That's his fault.
Yeah.
But, bro, I was going to ask you, when you were down there at camp, what did you focus on mostly? Did you focus on the offensive side or the defensive side?
I focused mostly on Carson and the secondary group.
So with the secondary group, do you think that going forward that we're going to be a lot better than
yeah.
we were last
I think
year?
I think it's one of the deepest positions on the team. The fact that Rasul Douglas and or Sidney Jones could be like a bench guy that comes in, or Avante Maddox, however they end up shaking it out, is pretty incredible, I think.
I always thought that if it's going to be Jones and Maddox on the outside, I like Rasul as the nickel.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that, but then I was talking to someone earlier in the week, and they said, "Well, what about Rasul on the outside and Maddox in the nickel?"
That's what Barrett seemed to think that when we had him in on Monday. He seemed to think Rasul might go for an outside job.
Well, yeah, because he's a ball hog, so like you know he would just be more aggressive on the outside than he would be at the nickel spot. So that's why I was asking you, what do you think about flipping both of those Maddox and Rasul?
I could be into that. I mean, Maddox showed you last year that he can play wherever you put him. He's, I think, a special talent. So he might be better at any position, whereas Rasul could be better at the outside. I mean,
at the outside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm only down there one day, so it's tough to tell. They know a lot better than I, but they all look good. It's not smoke. All three of those young kids look good, and then Darby kind of impressed me, too, with how quick he looked yesterday.
All right, cool.
All right, man. All right, thanks, T.
You guys have a good one. And Bobby, make sure you get that Popeye.
Yeah, come on, Bobby.
All right,
T. Thanks, buddy. Popeyes with my poupon. Yeah, it was...
You're an idiot. It's so hard when you're down there. There's so many different things going on at training camp that you're trying to focus
it's chaos.
On. It's total chaos. But all the stuff that you're saying are really good. The fact that Carson Wentz, again...
I did notice, like, quick decision-making.
One of the... I forget who it was from Baltimore, was talking about one of their cornerbacks talking about, yeah, Carson's got the skill set, but we didn't even see everything because he stayed in the pocket all the time. Because in practice, you're not going to run it. And he said one of his best attributes is be able to prolong a play.
Yeah.
I think Peterson might have commented on it.
He kind of like bootlegged out. There was one like right
like
away.
Like a called play.
Yeah. But it actually may have been a broken down play that he took off on. But he did appear to be throwing guys open. He had a nice back shoulder throw to Alshon.
I read that, yeah.
He had a nice one to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. He looked good. I was impressed. And the knee looked great. He looked like he was Carson of old. And, you know, it excited me. I mean, I know it's only a practice, and luckily it was against another team at least, and it wasn't against themselves. But it was cool yesterday. I feel really good about the secondary, and I feel really good about Carson after seeing him live.
All right.
Because we're not going to see him on Thursday.
I think the secondary is something that's really going to be an eye-opener this year. I think those guys are all pretty good. They got experience last year.
Is Darby's playing for a future contract?
I think they're in a real competition.
Yeah, Rasul is playing for respect at this level.
He's playing to be a starter.
Yeah,
exactly.
He worked his ass off this offseason. And Maddox was huge last year. And Sidney Jones, he doesn't want to be a bust.
No.
So all four guys are motivated pretty highly for their own rights. I'm excited about that secondary group. That was my big takeaway
from
yesterday.
Could be a real positive for this team.
So thanks for listening to Fanatic at 5. Trey Thomas coming up next. And Trey is going to explain the Andre Dillard sack a little bit more.
It's funny. It's a sack that's kind of been going far too long.
Trey was like, I need to explain this.
I love it. I can't wait.
Because I keep seeing a lot of confusion out there about the big man's empty protection allowed sack the other day. Thanks for listening to Fanatic at 5. Thanks to Sam Wilson. Trey's joining us next. Time it's Fanatic 550.
97.5 The Fanatic.